Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. You're listening to my show. I'm glad you're here. Alan C. is here, too. Alan is a friend of ours, a member of our Brain Trust, Chief Marketing Officer at DocuStar, currently ranked as one of the top Chief Marketing Officers on Twitter. His mother said, so it's come to this. And also, he's, as I say, he's been joining us for a long time now. Alan C., welcome to, back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. It's great to be here.
So I just got to, have you told your mother this?
I'm sorry?
Your mother. Is your mother still living? Your mother still
Oh, no. She passed on in 2006.
Okay. Well, so I'm just imagining going to your mother and saying, Mom, I'm ranked number one as the top chief marketing officer on Twitter.
Well, you know what? I have three millennials. My children are in their 20s and 30s.
Well, now that's different. That's different.
You know what, though? They're still trying to figure out what it is I actually do all day.
Right, exactly. Well, and even when they do, they're not going to give you any respect. You can forget about that.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Have you ever heard? I love hearing the rock stars talk about their children wanting them to introduce them to other rock stars, you know, real rock stars.
Well, you know what? It's funny. My children have a hard time understanding Twitter. And
do they really?
They do. Now they're in social media, but
yeah,
you know, Twitter is one of those social media platforms that it's kind of like you either love it or you hate it.
Right. No kidding. But seriously, if I had told you 15 years ago that you'd be ranked as the number one chief marketing officer on Twitter, you would have said, what does that even mean?
Exactly. It is funny how the social media has changed the marketing world.
But let's go back 30 years and say, in 15 years ago, whatever you could have said about somebody who they were going to do or be or accomplish in 15 years, 30 years ago, you would have known exactly what they were talking about, because there wasn't that much new under the sun, was there?
Well, it is funny how technology and times you know, change. I think back 30 years, and my goodness, my first computer classes were programming, you know, Fortran with punch cards and
right,
pounding out term papers.
And it never occurred to you to connect any of that to marketing.
You know, at the time, no. But sometimes it's better to be lucky than it is to be good. And I was lucky enough to have discovered LinkedIn. I was the 74,000th person to join. I was part of the beta group.
Yeah.
And so in 2002, I got into social media at a very early stage, and
yeah,
I have just not looked back since.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about that a little bit. I know we're going to talk about the people in just a little bit, but let's keep this going on social media. What is it? So, I mean, obviously you're an old school guy who's embraced new school, and I really think you're the kind of person that the young people should be embracing, should be looking to. Because you know, you've got a taproot in the business. You've got a taproot in the discipline. You've got context. Not just content, you've got context. And I think people like you are the ones who came from old school, who are embracing and being successful with the new school. They should be listening to you. What do you think?
Well, I would tie it back to the fact that I consider myself a lifelong learner. And
yeah,
you know, early on, I decided, you know, I remember my business professors, you know, back in the late 70s, early 80s, in getting into college, encouraging us to, you know, subscribe to the Wall Street Journal. And you know, I did, and I've never stopped, you know, over 30 years in trying to stay up with current events. And I love to read and stay up on current technologies and events within sales and marketing and management theory. And I think that that all individuals, if you embrace that thought of being a lifelong learner, that, you know, you can't go wrong with that.
Well, I'll tell you something. That's never been more important than today, because sadly, Alan, there are a lot of people out there, I'm going to say in their 50s, minimum in their 50s, who are not qualified for the jobs, and I mean they're not qualified for their old job today. And because they haven't kept up, they haven't been learners, they haven't kept up with technology at all. And consequently, did you know that there are there are 4 million unfilled positions in America due to not having qualified people for the job? Do you know that?
That's a lot.
Is that staggering?
That's not happening right now. Yeah,
4 million families, 4 million weekly, bi-weekly paychecks, 4 million lives times however many could be, you know, in the family, are not benefiting from this because somebody didn't do what you did. They weren't lifelong learners. They didn't learn about Excel. They didn't learn about PowerPoint. They didn't. They refused to heck, maybe even have an email.
Very true. Very true. In fact, there's a saying that, you know, the most expensive workers are not the highest paid. The most expensive workers are the ones that are non-productive.
That's right.
And so, you know, you always want to be able to look for ways to continue to add value. You know, add value for yourself, add value to your customers, add value for your employer or your small business. And it's important that that dedication to lifelong learning is very, very important.
Well, the reason I kind of know what I'm talking about here, Alan, is because we go out for we put requests out for new employees here, and we get resumes in from people who are in their 40s, and there's nothing on their resume. They don't even know that it's important for them to tell us what kind of technology they know how to use.
There you have it. And that is one of the, it's funny that the Scott Brinker with chiefmartech.com recently released a study that there were 1,876 marketing technologies or softwares now. And that's up from 947.
Yeah.
So obviously, from my perspective, the chief marketing officer or the lead marketing within a company is still having lots of conversations with the chief information officer, the CIO.
Yeah.
That's going to continue. But those
lines are going to get blurred really quickly. We're going to continue this and spend a little more time on marketing and HR and the right people.
Yes, absolutely.
With Alan C. right after these messages. Alan, give us your website quickly, please.
It's www.cmotemps.biz.
All right.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.